So can we talk about Adam Sandler, please?
Yes.
Did you see this story today? I was laughing my butt off. We must discuss this because it has a lot of angles to it. Okay. So Adam Sandler is out with his daughter. This was like, like yesterday or something. He's out with his daughter and they decide to go to IHOP for pancakes. Okay. Which I love. I love the fact that, you know, and we keep reading him on these lists. Like he's worth tens of millions and hundreds of millions of dollars and his movies make more than anyone else. And he gets paid these extraordinary salaries and he's a multi-millionaire a billion times over. Where do they go for pancakes? Not some fancy schmancy place. IHOP, where the good pancakes are. So I was really happy to see that. So you've seen him. He dresses like he's homeless. He dresses like he's always waiting for a basketball game to start. You know, like he's always ready. Throw him a ball, he's ready. So he and his daughter go to IHOP and they're wearing masks. And the hostess says, and it's, you know, it's Sunday brunch, it's packed. And the hostess says, it's going to be like a 30-minute wait. He turns to his daughter. He's like, I don't want to wait 30 minutes for pancakes. And she's like, okay. And I guess they decided to go somewhere else.
Use that stupid voice. And then you do that stupid voice that he always does. And then they could figure out who it was.
And you were waiting for pancakes. Yeah, right. Maybe.
Okay.
But so they, you know, they have video now. They have CCTV everywhere. So I guess there was somebody watching that was like, is that Adam Sandler in the restaurant? Wait, why is he leaving? Where's he going? And I guess the manager, whoever was watching the CCTV, comes running out and says to the hostess, what the hell happened there? Oh, well, I told the man and his daughter it was a 30-minute wait. They didn't feel like waiting. That was Adam Sandler. So the girl, the hostess, now felt terrible. And I know you're not a TikTok person, but on TikTok, there's a clown filter and you can use the clown filter. Like if you feel like you're a clown, like you messed up. So she has herself as the clown filter on TikTok, telling the story about, she, you know, writing it. It's not like I would have given you the audio. If it was her telling the story. It's actually just music. And then the words of her telling the story of what happened, that Adam Sandler showed up and she basically said, sorry, it's a 30-minute wait. So yeah, of course, it's gone viral. It has millions of views and everyone has opinions about it. So before I tell you what ultimately ended up happening, what do you think? Do you think that because he's a celebrity, she should have made a special accommodation for him? Or do you think it's okay that he was treated like everyone else at IHOP?
I think if I'm the person sitting in line and you sit in line for 30 minutes to get some pancakes... So if I'm sitting in line and he walks up and he gets right in, I got an issue with that. So I actually feel good with the world that they told him he's going to have to wait, just like everybody else.
But they didn't know who he was. Had they known who he was, she said, she might have treated him differently and invited him into a table quicker.
I know, but that's not fair to somebody else who's
at their 28th minute.
Right.
2 minutes to go and this idiot walks in.
Yeah, I'm special too. I didn't make stupid movies on Netflix. He did. What makes him be able to go in? You know, we're going to eat the same pancakes. We're going to pay the same for it. So, no, I feel good with society that they turned him away. Or didn't turn him away. They said you're going to have to wait. That's what people do.
And he chose not to wait. They didn't kick him out.
Yeah, so I feel good. Good for them.
Okay, so that was one of the opinions people had, that, yeah, of course, like, he's just another customer. Why should he get special treatment just because he's a celebrity? Because celebrities get special treatment wherever they go. Like, here's a place where you're coming in looking like everyone else. We're going to treat you like everybody else.
Right.
The other thing that was really great, he didn't say, do you know who I am? Or he didn't lean in and go, I'm Adam Sandler. He didn't do any of that.
Right.
Which I think was really cool. It was really cool that he
didn't.
Right. A lot of celebrities would. I mean, a lot of celebrities do. I've hosted restaurants. I've been a hostess at restaurants. I've been a waiter at restaurants, a bartender. I've served a lot of celebrities, and some of them just come in, they order, and they're just like anyone else. And then some of them, they want you to know who they are. They want to make sure that they get better treatment or their stuff faster. So he didn't do that. He didn't play the celebrity card.
Good for him.
And then the third thing people were saying was bad move, because Adam Sandler eating at your restaurant is really good publicity. It's marketing you couldn't pay for.
Mm-hmm.
So, But so what they did was they publicized it. You know, obviously it's gone viral today. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Now I want to go to IHOP.
Because they treat everybody the same.
Right. Well, no, it's because nobody has said the word IHOP in 10 years. So I didn't know IHOP was still around until today when I saw this story. And I said, oh, these still exist? I want one now.
When you and I started doing our morning show together, do you remember like afterwards? Because yeah, we weren't used to mornings yet. Yeah, we were like, let's go to IHOP. I need pancakes now.
Yeah, but the only IHOP near me closed, so I thought all of them closed. I didn't know they were still around. So good for them for making the news. Now I know they're still around.
Yep,